It's really difficult.
We're back here, Frankie.
Okay. it really is difficult. You've set me a horrible. I love all those songs. Everything that's been mentioned. There's one solution. I could do none of them.
Or all of them.
And I could do Tan Lin instead. Right, I'll do not quite as long a version as Mike Cooney and Caroline Payton do. This is a slightly shorter one, but nevertheless another very fine version. Lady Margaret, Lady Margaret, a sewing at a seaman, she's all dressed in black. When her thought come to her head, she'd run into the woods, pick flowers to flower her heart, me boys, pick flowers to flower her heart. So she's hoisting up her petticoat a bit above her knee, and so nimbly she's run o'er the plain, and when she come to the merry green woods, she's pulled them branches down, down, she's pulled them branches down. And suddenly she spied a fine young man stood underneath the tree, saying, how dare you pull them branches down without the leave of me, lady, without the leave of me. She says, this little wood, it is me very own, me father give it me, and I can pull these branches down without the leave of thee, young man, without the leave of thee. He's taken her by the lily white hand and by the grass green sleeve, and he's laid her down at the foot of a bush, and he's never once asked her leave, me boys, no, he's never once asked her leave. And when it was done, she has turned herself about to ask her true love's name, but she nothing heard and nothing saw, and all the woods grew dim, me boys, yes, all the wood grew dim. There's 24 ladies all in the court grown red as any rose, excepting the young Margaret, and green as glass she goes, me boys, yes, green as glass she goes. And out and speaks the first serving maid, she lifted her head and smiled, I think me ladies love too long, and now she goes with child, me dears, yes, now she goes with child. And out and spoke the second serving girl, oh, and alas, says she, I think I know a herb in the merry green woods that'll twine thee, babe, from thee, lady, that'll twine thee, babe, from thee. Young Margaret's taken up her silver comb, made haste to comb her hair, and she's away to the merry green woods as fast as she can tear, me boys, as fast as she can tear. And she hadn't pulled a herb in that merry green wood, a herb but barely one, when by her stood young Tamerlane, saying, Margaret, leave it alone, me love, oh, Margaret, leave it alone. How can you pull that bitter little herb, that herb that grows the grey, to take away that young babe's life that we got in our play, me love, that we got in our play. Oh, tell me the truth, young Tamerlane, she says, if an earthly man you be, I'll tell you no lies, Lady Margaret, he says, I was christened the same as thee, me dear, I was christened the same as thee. But as I rode out one cold and bitter day, from off me horse I fell, and the Queen of Elfland, she took me in yonder green hill to dwell, me love, in yonder green hill to dwell. But this night it is the Halloween, when the elf in court will ride, and if you would your true love win, by the old mill bridge you must bide, me dear, by the old mill bridge you must bide. And first will come the black horse, and then come by the brown, and then race by the white. But you'll hold me fast and fear me not, I'm the father of your child, me dear, I'm the father of your child. And then they will turn me all in your arms into many a beast so wild, husband, fear me not. It's the father of your child. You know it's the father of your child. Young Margaret's taken up a silver comb, made haste to comb her hair, and she's away to the old mill bridge as fast as she can tear, me boys, just as fast as she can tear. And at the dead hour of the night, she heard the bridles ring, and oh, me boys, it chilled her heart more than any mortal thing, it did, more than any mortal thing. And then came by the black horse, and then came by the brown, and then raced by the white, but she held it fast and feared it not. It was the father of her child, she knew it was the father of her child. The thunder rolled across the sky, and the stars, they blazed like day, and the Queen of Elfland gave a thrilling cry. Young Tamlin's away, away, oh, young Tamlin's away. And then they have changed him all in her arms to a lion that roared so wild, but she held it fast and feared it not. It was the father of her child, she knew it was the father of her child. And then they have changed him all in her arms into a loathsome snake, but she held it fast and feared it not. It was one of God's own make, she knew it was one of God's own make. And then they have changed him all in her arms to a red-hot bar of iron, but she held it fast and feared it not, and it did to her no harm, me boys, no, it did to her no harm. And the last they have changed him all in her arms was to a naked man, and she's flung her mantle over him, crying, me love, I've won, I've won, oh, crying, me love, I've won. And out and spoke the Queen of Elfinland, for on the bush wherein she stood, I should have tore out your eyes, Tamlin, and put into eyes of wood, put into eyes of wood.
And we thought it would be just a neat idea to ask them to come over and play for all of you the kind of music that they play for the dances, so you can understand exactly. Is this how we wind up an executive when we send him? FedEx All-Stars! I put his guitar out of tune with my left foot.
For a second while we make sure we're in the tune, is the fiddle is in tune with us here. Play it, D chord. Close enough. Tom, you get in with me. Another varied selection of the sort of things we do, which is a wide variety of things. And we're going to start with three reels. The Gaspé reel, which is a Canadian reel. Fiddlehead reel, which is also a Canadian reel. And then an Irish tune called Roaring Mary. And it's a sort of an example of how different tunes at the same tempo can sound so wildly different. Like when Roaring Mary is the same tempo, yet it sounds much faster. It's interesting. Let's try it. Okay.
Thank you. A beautiful day. Beautiful day for playing music. Of course, every day is a beautiful day for that. We're going to try a couple of more sort of up-tempo tunes. These are American tunes. One is called the Cherokee Shuffle. And we do that in our own special version. I guess it's in the key of D, which is unlike most American fiddlers, they fiddle in A. And the other one is the ever-popular Bill Cheatham. So we get this monster here in tune.
Close enough. Oh, wait a minute. That will never do, will it?
That sounds good, Bill. Many of you were at the Hammer Dulcimer Workshop. You'll realize the many complications that there are in tuning this instrument. If you can tune one, you can certainly play it.
Alrighty. Alrighty, let's go. One, two, three, four.
To change fiddle tuning, I'm playing a modal open tuning, and I have to put on a capo. Tell them about this. What your idea is.
This is another American tune. It's called Little Sadie.
You remember her?
A sweet young thing.
That's the trouble with trying to do a tune like this in the middle of a set. It requires a lot of retuning. Good. Closer.
I went out last night and had a round. I met a little city and I shot her down. I went back home and I got into bed. Had a 44 smokeless under my head. Got up next morning about a half past nine. The bikes and the buggies all standing in line. The pimps and the gamblers, they were standing around. They were taking little Sadie to her burying ground. Then I got to thinking what a deed I'd done. I grabbed my hat and away I run. I gave a good run, but I run too slow. And they overtook me in Jericho. I was standing on the corner reading a bill. Went up stepped the sheriff from Thomasville. Said, hey boy, ain't your name Brown? Remember that night you shot the Sadie down? I said, yes, sir, my name is Lee, and I murdered your Sadie in the first degree, in the first degree, and in the second degree. Got any papers, just read them to me. Then he took me downtown and dressed me in black. They put me on the train and they sent me back, and sent me back to the Thomasville jail. And I had no money to go my bail. Well, the judge and the jury took a stand. The judge had the papers in his right hand. He said 41 days and 41 nights. She got 41 years to wear the bottom strap.
This is an old-time bluegrass tune, sort of. Uh-oh, all the bluegrassers out there are going to sit there criticizing us. Give me a note there, I'm so far off. Baby, your time ain't long. A chord. As soon as Tom gets retuned. Baby, your time ain't long. The chorus is really easy. It's baby, your time ain't long. Baby, your time ain't long. Time ain't long, you done me wrong. Baby, your time ain't long. Really, message there.
Baby,
baby.
Another thing we do is country dancing. These are a couple of English country dance tunes that we didn't do this weekend down at the town hall. The first one is called Galipede, and the next is called Roughly Tufty. These are kind of interesting. They differ from most fiddle tunes in that they've got three parts, an A, B, and a C part, instead of just two. Okay. Thank you. has written a jig. We haven't played any jigs yet today. Jigs are, in the Irish manner anyway, are played as opposed to French-Canadian jig, which isn't 6/8 time necessarily, or isn't at all. These are all in 6/8 time. These are two jigs. One is an Irish jig called Charlie the Prayer Master, and the second is the one that Tom wrote, which debuted at his brother's wedding. And so it's called The Wedding Day.
Try to imagine us being in tune.
We're getting there.
Quite imaginable.
Us being in tune. I might introduce the boys in the band. At this point, our pianist. I won't carry that any farther. The pianist today, as is always, is from scenic Jefferson, New York, in the Schoharie Valley. This is Toby Fink.
What a lady.
Our fiddle player and our resident Irishman, obviously, is Tom McCreesh.
And who's the gentleman on the hammer dulcimer?
Eldrin Fennig.
Eldrin Fennig, alias Bill Spence.
I might mention that we still have just a few of the fine Fennig's All-Stars string band record albums featuring the hammer dulcimer back at the Folk Legacy booth, along with a lot of other interesting things like the Dildine Family, the Canterbury Orchestra, and all the many Folk Legacy records, Gordon Bach and Ed Trickett. All that's back there. We invite you to come back and get one of the few remaining copies of this record for you today here. Let's play.
What'd you say?
Charlie.
What?
Go.
Thank you.
Do Indian and Temperance and call it quits. Alright? I'll get off to supper earlier. Go up and see what's left of the craft area. And,
yeah, we're going to do a couple last tunes. This first one in the medley is called Indian Killed a Woodcock. It's a Kenny Baker tune. At least I thought it was until this weekend. Somebody told me, Kenny Siegel told me that he had heard it by another Kentucky fiddler. But at any rate, he popped my bubble. Kenny Baker told me his grandfather wrote it. The second one is called A Temperance Reel.
Thank you.
very much. Have a nice day.
If you have records there, I suggest you go and get them. And so after that, at one of the, probably at Folk Legacy, they are $5 each. And again, the revenues from that will be used for the archive. It is a memorial to Bob as well as Fox Hollow is, but Fox Hollow is a memorial to life.
Green gravel, your bank is so green, the fairest and rarest round pebbles I've seen. My true love has wandered far over the sea, all over creation he wanders for me. From Asia to Persia and lands far and wide, he carries my pebbles all by his bedside. Green gravel, your bank is so green, the fairest and rarest round pebbles I've seen. Miss Martha, your sweetheart is dead. The king sends a letter, so bow down your head. 'Twas on the dark prairie we heard his sad call. All by the deep river your true love did fall. Green gravel, your bank is so green, the fairest and rarest round pebbles I've seen. Miss Martha, your love has been found, 'twas only his stallion that fell to the ground. 'Twas only his stallion that fell to the ground. Your love stands behind you, so turn yourself round. Green gravel, your bank is so green. The fairest and rarest round pebbles I've seen.
I'm Susan, my oldest niece, and we're going to sing to you, with you, and for you, and I hope you'll join us on Dumbarton's drums. Dumbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fond delight can steal upon me when Johnny kneels and kisses across the fields of bounding heather, Dumbarton tolls the hour of pleasure, a song of love that has no measure. When Johnny Dumbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fond delight can steal upon me when Johnny kneels and kisses me. That can delight me, his graceful eye, it doth invite me, and when his tender arms enfold me, the blackest night. Dumbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fond delight can steal upon me when Johnny is a handsome laddie, and though he is Dumbarton's caddy, someday I'll be a captain's lady when Johnny tends his bow to me. Dumbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fond delight can steal upon me when Johnny kneels and kisses.
Move the bridge to tune, right?
The key there.
This is the tuning key. For those of you who can't see it, it's a new key.
It's a new key.
Bill Spence played Blue Moon on one of these once. Are you ready? Oh, you're going to put your finger? I usually put this finger through the hole. All right, go! Tune it better? This is hideous.
Oh,
all right, that's enough. You can make music on it? I can. I just did. That's my kind of music.
One more.
One more song. I refuse. The other one. I refuse to give these people an encore. Anything this bad deserves no introduction. We will now have a medley. You do the juice harp. You're supposed to do the juice harp. You're not going to do the juice harp. The hell with the juice harp.
Away, 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 away. We will drive the care away. And while we're here with our friends so dear, we'll drive the care away. That's the chorus. Any questions? Good. Sing it. Away, 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 away. We will drive dull care away. And while we're here with our friends so dear, we'll drive dull care away. Oh, why should we at our lot complain or grieve at our distress? Some think if they could riches gain, 'twould be true happiness. But alas, how vain is all their strife. Life's cares it will not allay. So while we're here with our friends so dear, we'll drive dull care away. Away, 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 away. We will drive dull care away. And while we're here with our friends so dear, we'll drive dull care away. Why should the rich despise the poor? Why should the poor repine? When we shall all in a few short years in equal friendship join. They're both to blame, they're all the same. We are all made of one clay. So while we're here with our friends so dear, we'll drive dull care away. Away, 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 away. We will drive dull care away. And while we're here with our friends so dear, we'll drive dull care away. The only circumstance in life that I could ever find to conquer care or temper strife was a contented mind. With this in store, we have much more than all things else can convey. So while we're here with our friends so dear, we'll drive dull care away. Away, 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 away. We will drive dull care away. And while we're here with our friends so dear, we'll drive dull care away. So let us make the best of life, not rendering it a curse, but take it as you would a wife, for better or for worse. Life at its best is but a jest, like a dreary winter's day. So while we're here with our friends so dear, we'll drive dull care away. Away, 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 away. We will drive dull care away. And while we're here with our friends so dear, we'll drive dull care away. Again. Away, 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 away. We will drive dull care away. And while we're here with our friends so dear, we'll drive dull care away. Drive dull care away. One of the most widespread throughout the world of the old ballads. American version from Carl Sandburg's Songbag. He obtained it from Robert W. Gordon, a man who was a great collector of American folk song and the first head of the Archive of Folk Song at the Library of Congress from 1928 to 32. My hero. It's all the false night from the north who came courting me. He promised he'd take me unto the north.
soonest horses they have in the stable, for they have 10 and 30 and 3. So she fed some of her father's gold and some of her mother's fee, and two of the finest horses they had in the stable, for they had 10 and 30 and 3. Then she got on the noble brown, and he on the dapple gray, and they rode till they came to the broad water side, 2 long hours before it was day. Light down, my pretty Polly, light down, said he. For it's 6 king's daughters I'm drowned here, and it's you the 7th shall be. Now strip yourself, my pretty Polly, now strip yourself, cried he, for your clothing's too rich and over costly for to rot in the salt of the sea. Well, turn your back to the leaves on the tree and face the salt water sea, for it is not right such a false-hearted youth a naked woman should see. So he turned his back to the leaves on the tree and faced the salt water sea, and with all of the strength pretty Polly she had, she pushed him into the sea. Oh help me, my pretty Polly, oh help me, cried he, and I shall become your waiting man, I shall wait on you night and day. Oh no, you false-hearted youth, oh no, that never can be. If it's 6 king's daughters you drowned here, you can rule o'er your company. Then she got up on the noble brown and led the dapple gray, and she rode till she came to her father's hall, 2 long hours before it was day. Up bespoke her poll parrot, all from its cage so gay. Why do you travel, my pretty Polly, so long before it is day? And up bespoke her old father, all from his room so gray. Why do you chatter, my poll parrot, so long before it is day? Well, the cat was up and about my cage, and I could not get away. So I called unto Miss Pretty Polly for to drive the cat away. Well turned, my poll parrot, well turned, cried she. From your cage I will make of the finest gold, for your door of fine ivory. Here's a song from Newfoundland, Newfoundland, from the shores, from a place there called Fogo, F-O-G-O. It's called The Green, Fare You Well to the Green Shores of Fogo. It has a nice tune in that rog or mode, which is basically miscellany. From the same area from which came that version of the blooming bright star of Belle Isle that Ed Trickett does on his record.
with virtually the same tune. This has a chorus. I've sung this quite a bit in the last 2 years. Whenever I go to a folk song society gathering or a concert or club, I tried to do this song, and I think if any of you have heard me do it and sung with me, I've said in the last 2 years, as we have sung it over and over again, two or three times or four times each time, listen to the melody and try to work out harmonies and sing the harmonies that come to you. And it usually works out pretty well each time we do it. And I also say, remember it. I also have said, remember it, because someday we're all going to do it at Fox Hollow, and that's now. The song is from the Bahamas. It's called I Ain't Got Long to Stay on This Island. And it does only have one verse, so we'll sing it about three or four times. The first time through, if you're not familiar with it, just listen to the melody. And starting the second time, form little groups around you and just sing the harmonies with each other. See how they sound. I ain't got long to stay on this island. I ain't got long to stay on this island. Oh, my soul, I'm going to live with Jesus. Oh, my body.
stay on this
with a song that was collected by Vance Randolph in 1942 in Arkansas, and in some ways is still very current today, but in other ways really reflects the time that it was probably written in the probably early part of the century or late 1900s. And it has a very nice chorus that I'm sure you'll all get the fervor and want to join in on. Goes like this. This is the chorus.
We're going to vote in the election. Oh dear, how it'll trouble the men. They think under women's direction they'll never hold office again.
That's it. We're going to vote in the election. Oh dear, how it'll trouble the men. They think under women's direction they'll never hold office again.
We're going to vote in the election. Oh dear, how it'll trouble the men.
They think under women's direction.
They think under women's direction.
They'll never hold office again.
Destruction.
sentiment, I think. I don't think I've really come across any other song that expresses this in this way.
I'm a peddler from Connecticut. I'm a peddler, pray don't you want to buy. I'm a peddler, from Connecticut. I'm a peddler, pray don't you want to buy. Many goods have I in store, sir, listen while I name them more, sir. Finer goods than e'er you saw before, sir. Very splendid goods have I to sell in store, sir, listen while I name them more. Many goods have I in store, sir, listen while I name them more, sir. Finer goods than e'er you saw before, sir. Very splendid goods have I to sell in store, sir, listen while I name them more. Wooden wares, carpets for parlors and stairs, matches and Spanish cigars, articles splendid, I tell you. Here are tins, papers of needles and pins, tracts upon popular sins, any of which I would sell. Wooden wares, carpets for parlors and stairs, matches and Spanish cigars, articles splendid, I tell you. Here are tins, papers of needles and pins, tracts upon popular sins, any of which I would sell. And here is Thompsonian medicine, richest beyond all comparison, killing the seeds of diseases, appetite while it increases, hot drops and strong composition will keep you in healthy condition, so you will ne'er need a physician again. Yes, here is Thompsonian medicine, richest beyond all comparison, killing the seeds of diseases, appetite while it increases, hot drops and strong composition will keep you in healthy condition, so you will ne'er need a physician again.
Tell me, peddler, have you anything that'll cure a very cross and nervous wife?
Here are combs, elegant brushes and brooms made for the sweeping of rooms, finished both smoothly and neatly. Here are knives, ribbons and silks for your wives, whistles and jews, harps and fifes, on which your sons will play sweetly. Here are combs, elegant brushes and brooms, made for the sweeping of rooms.
My old lady wants a washboard.
Here are knives, ribbons and silks for your wives, whistles and jews, harps and fifes, on which your sons will play sweetly. And here is the seed of asparagus, lettuce, beets, onions and peppergrass from the United Societies, seeds of all kinds and varieties, shaving soap, excellent razor strops, razors that smoothly will shave your chops, Swain's panacea and Jones's drop. Too. Yes, here
have
is the seed of asparagus,
seed of
lettuce, beets, onions, and peppergrass
cabbage
from the United
seed
Society,
seed of
seeds of all kinds and varieties, shaving soap, excellent razor straps, razors that smoothly will shave your chops.
Tell
Swain's
me, peddler,
panacea,
have you any wire sieves or dinner
drops too? Here's a peddler, here's a peddler, here's a peddler from Connecticut. Here's a peddler, here's a peddler, pray don't you want to buy. Here's a peddler, here's a peddler, here's a peddler from Connecticut. Here's a peddler, pray don't you want to buy.
Thank you very much. You're welcome. Would you care to buy this? No, thank you. I get to keep it.
Yes, you may keep the script. Let's do an oldie but goodie together to end our part of the program. The Sacred Harp is valuable, I think, not only for the marvelous singing style and the great collection that it is, but before a lot of those songs got into parts, they were collected by people who made those books, and they were collected at some of the Brush Arbor camp meetings in the 19th century, where just fine get-together and sing songs like this grew up. When I can read my title clear to mansions in the skies, I'll bid farewell to every fear and wipe my weeping eyes. I feel like I'm on my journey home. I feel like I'm on my journey home. Try it. I feel like I'm on my journey home. I feel like I'm on my journey home. Let earth against my soul engage and fiery darts be hurled. Then I can smile at Satan's rage and face a frowning world. I feel like I'm on my journey home. I feel like I'm on my journey home. Oh, sing it. I feel like I'm on my journey home. I feel like I'm on my journey home. Let cares like a wild deluge come. Let storms of sorrow fall, so I but safely reach my home, my God, my heaven, my all. I feel like I'm on my journey home. I feel like I'm on my journey home. Yes, I feel like I'm on my journey home. I feel like I'm on my journey home. There I shall bathe my weary soul in seas of heavenly rest, and not a wave of trouble roll across my peaceful breast. I feel like I'm on my journey home. I feel like I'm on my journey. Try some harmony. I feel like I'm on my journey home. I feel like I'm on my journey home. When we've
is shining as the sun. We've no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. I feel like I'm on my journey home. I feel like I'm on my journey home. You know I feel like I'm on my journey home. I feel like I'm on my journey home. This world is not my home. This world is not my home. This world's a wilderness of woe, and heaven is my home. I feel like I'm on my journey home. I feel like I'm on my journey home. Oh yes, I feel like I'm on my journey home. I feel like I'm on my journey home.
Thank you.
Good evening. I'll start off with a tune that is definitely one of the top of the pops in California with the floating musicians this year, this last couple of months. No? Yes? Okay. This is an Irish tune called Shebeg Shemoy, which means the big fairy mountain and the little fairy mountain.
This is a Sicilian tune called the Tarantella della Mafiosi. Right, you gotta like this one. And on behalf of all the dulcimer players here, I'd like to dedicate this song to Bruce Phillips. called Lord Inchquin. Oh, get a little closer. Okay. Okay, one more. My last song, I'm going to bring on my friend Susie Rothfield.
My
it over. This is a song by Richard Farina that I hope you'll know.